have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. I'm so grateful to be with each and every one of you on today. Did you know that the Lord is good and his mercy endures for many, 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 many generations? That on today, he thought about you and he thought about me. He saw us in a place of blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. He is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. I want to send a shout out to each of you, the listeners, on today. Thank you for your prayers, your love, and thank you for being here. Whether this is your first time or whether you're back again, we just say thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on today. We send love and blessings to your family, and may God continue to bless you as you are here. We thank you for being here. Also, we send a shout out to our very own producer, our very own sister in the Lord, none other than Dr. Kimmy Robinson of Elation Radio. God bless you on today. We thank you for taking time out of your schedule as well. Thank you to all of the Elation family and all of you out there. We just want to say we love you. Thank you and a hi to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. I pray that the Lord will bless you and continually keep you with your small step. I'm sorry, I said it. May God bless you on today as well. But none of this could be possible without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we honor Abba Father on today. We honor our brother, elder brother, Jesus Christ. And we also honor the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. Listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, I want you to be extremely excited because the Lord is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. And he's worthy to be praised. He's more than enough. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We want to worship him and thank him for his goodness, his mercy, and all of his grace. There is none like him. There is none that will do what he does, how he does it, the way he does it, because he is a mighty God. He's a majestic God on this evening, and he's here with us. Before we begin, we'd love to go before his throne to worship him for all that he's doing and all that he will do in our lives. Amen. We trust him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We trust the Lord. There is none like him. I'm so excited to know that when we woke up this morning, He had us on his mind. Can I say this to you? Today is often a limited love day because it boils down to relationships of what people feel, what they think, how they feel about certain things. And I want us to be assured, hallelujah, that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the call according to his purpose. Hallelujah. That he does the incredible. He does the amazing for each and every one of us. But for it to be a limited day, it's often referred to for people in love. Love is 365 days a year. Love is relationship bound between our Heavenly Father and our earthly relationships. Love is about family, friends, all those that we love, and we expect God to do something major about it. Hallelujah. We expect him to do the all right thing that will make everything all right. Amen. So I want you to take a journey with me today in the Word. Before we begin, we're going to pray. We're going to ask the Lord to come in, have his way, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and to be for him to be glorified. Amen. For him to get all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. Amen. We want him to be all that is needed. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We honor you for who you are. We honor you for what you've done. We honor you because there is none like you. We ask you to come into this podcast. We ask you to bless Elation Radio. We ask you to bless Dr. Kimmy Robinson and her family, the Elation staff and team. We ask that you bless all that are with us on today. Father, bless every listener. Bless my husband. Bless those that will be tuning in, whether live or on the replay. Show up and show out. Be glorified, honored, and lifted up. And we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to know that we also ask God, Father, to forgive us of our sins. Give us hearts to forgive. Let love be about starting afresh and giving a new start to something that may have held us back, may have pulled from our lives, may not have given us what we needed in strength or peace to move forward. Show up and show out in Jesus' mighty name. Well, listen, I want you to know you are loved on today. Like I said, it's not limited when it comes to the Lord. He has so much in store for each and every one of us because love isn't temporary. Love is everlasting. So when I was thinking about today's podcast and praying over what God wanted to be said, I asked for what he wanted. And I just want to share, because today there are so many people who believe things are a situation or something is love when it's not. Let's go to the Word. We always say here, get your Bible, get your tablet, get your phone to follow along that you may clearly hear and understand truly what love is. 1 Corinthians 16 and 14. Do everything in love. That's 1 Corinthians 16 and 14. What does that mean? It means that everything you put your hands to, everything that you do should be in love. It means that you take time to do it correctly. You take time to make sure it's right. You take time to make sure it does what it says it's going to do. Why is that important? Because when you do things in a spirit of excellence, it shows where your heart truly is. We often talk about if you receive a gift. Would you want a gift, hallelujah, that does not show any affection or love, something thrown at you, something that's not taken care of properly, that you may be able to receive the love, the emotion of receiving a peace in your life? Or would you just say, it's okay as long as they gave it to me? Everybody's different, but most people want a gift in love. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about that. 1 Corinthians 13:13. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. What does that mean overall? No matter what's happening, especially if you are a believer and you're upholding the word of God, it should be done in love. You should want to give love. That means the people of God should not be selfish. They should not want to withhold back anything that God has given them freely to release. He wants us to have a mindset to let everything be done in the character and mindset of Him. The next scripture, John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Can you imagine all the people you call your friends? What would it be like if you felt like they would be harmed, destroyed, or perhaps mistreated? Would you lay your life down for them? Do you think husbands, boyfriends would willingly say, let me just go ahead and take that bullet for you. Let me go ahead and accept whatever catastrophic thing there is so that you can be free and safe. Listen, that's exactly what Jesus did. He accepted the penalty for our sin. He accepted the rejection, the abuse, all of the things that came to hurt him and destroy him for you and for me. So when we say we accept him in a relationship, we hold that relationship high. We make sure that things are well, that God can be glorified, Abba Father can be lifted up. The next scripture is Lamentations 3:22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. So when you're at your lowest point and you think you've done something that only God can heal and forgive, and you think about it and you say to yourself, he doesn't love me. He couldn't love me in the state of mind that I'm in. He couldn't love me in the positioning I got. He couldn't love me because I just messed up so much. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:22, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Isn't that good news? The next scripture is Song of Solomon 4:10. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than any spice. What is he saying? There's a thing we have to understand. When we talk about perfumes and smelling oils and things of this nature, did you know it started and originated in the Bible? Did you know that what we think we smell good with and we try to live with this certain scent or have this, or it was all originated in the Bible? It was a sense of warmth. It was a sense of love. It was a sense of affection. It was a sense of the sensory of your nostrils being open up to receive what we call in the biblical sense a sweet-smelling savor. That means it was good. It smelled good. It felt good. I don't know about you. There are some fragrances that I have that when I put them on, I feel loved. I feel a certain way. The anointing all being one of them. When you put it on, the scent of it, the anointing of the olive, the all the things that come that heals your body from sin. The herb stores teach us there are natural elements that heal our body. But this is what I need you to know. It's all in the Word. Isn't that something? It's all in the Word. Our next scripture, John 3:16, is a very familiar passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. But have eternal life. When I come in this relationship, I'm not just living to be living. I'm not just going through anything to be going through it. I know there is something greater coming for all that I've been through. There's something greater coming for you, for your saying yes to the Lord. It's bigger than this earthly world. It is for the kingdom. It is for your eternal end. It is for that relationship that promises you he'll never leave you or forsake you. That is love. When family, friends, foes forsake you, they leave you high and dry. God will never, Abba Father will never, our elder brother will never leave you. He's always there. Keep that in your mind. When life gets the lifing, remember he's always there. The next scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Why? Because it's love. This is why when you hear some parents say, oh, no, I'm not, my kids didn't do that. No, I'm going to protect them. I'm going to cover them. Even if they know their child is wrong. Why is this important to understand that it bears all things? I can't take that. I'm not going to do that. I have to catch my flesh, catch myself. I get frustrated. You can get frustrated in this life. And sometimes things can appear and feel as if it's not going to get better, but the Word of God says it will. I need you to know today those frustrations come because we're in our world. There are things that will happen that will hurt you, and it makes it appear that it's not going to come to pass as the Word says. But the Word says love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. I need you to know you're going to miss it sometimes. There are going to be times you're going to feel like, what is going on? But our God never fails. He always comes to our rescue. Even when we don't understand what's going on, he shows up and he shows out. And we know the Bible says it's no good thing in the flesh. So when you think you're so spiritual, you won't feel this or you won't go through that. I need you to be assured today. When you do, love bears all things and it endures all things. So stay mindful right there. The next scripture, hallelujah, Song of Solomon 4:7, you are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. I said they were talking some stuff in Song of Solomon. It wanted the woman to believe that she was beautiful, that her spirit was beautiful, that her heart was beautiful. I want you to look yourself in the mirror. Thank God for creating you. Thank Abba Father, for allowing you to have a mind to know his name. Thank God that he gave you a heart to love others. And listen, if you're bitter today and you're angry today, get it right with the Lord, that God can get it right with you. Make sure you keep the slate clean. Make sure that you can look at them and see the creation that he made, because he said all things, my God, are beautiful in their time. In Ecclesiastes, he didn't make us where we couldn't be what he created us to be, even when we don't understand the potential of what he said you would be. Listen, there's some people dealing with some things that say, I can never read my Bible. I can't see myself going to church. I can't see myself living like that. But when God speaks a word over your life, you may not, but he does, and he knows exactly what to do about it. I need you to look in the mirror and affirm yourself today. Thank God for who he created you to be, even in process, because he loves you that much. Proverbs 7 and 18, come let us take our feel of love. Till morning, let us delight ourselves with love. All right, that's grown folk business, grown folk business. Listen, he wanted them to feel intimate until the morning. Shirley Murdoch wasn't the only somebody that thought she was writing something about until the morning. It was in the Word of God first, particularly not to married people and other people, but to married people in covenant is what it was meaning, and that it was an intimate time. It was a grateful time to be one with another. The next scripture, Psalm 90 and 14, satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our, my God, today, that we may be glad all our days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Next scripture is Colossians 3 and 14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. How many times do we hear about unity? When we bind them all up together, all over the Bible says, hallelujah, all these virtues, put on love, which makes everything in perfect unity. Hallelujah. This is so amazing, because most people, like I say, they have a limited love now. When this day comes around once a year, people get all in a tizzy. They get all upset. Yes, you are to honor your loved ones, your family, your friends, whoever God lays on your heart. But can I say it means nothing? It means nothing if selfishness is involved. If there's any act of iota of doing it for recognition, love don't boast on itself. Love does what it does because it is love. Simple and plain. It's love. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. That's Psalm 103 and 8. Psalm 13 and 5. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I'm going to find joy in salvation. I'm going to allow you to speak to me, lead me, guide me, and direct me. John 15 and 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. John 15 and 9. He's telling us not to love the way we think we should love, but love the way according to the Word of God. It means that when we love with a pure heart. It does hurt. Listen, I understand. I hear you. I want to talk to the person that feels they give and they give and they give and they give, and it seems like the more they give, the less it becomes towards them. Can I tell you that love is compensated by the Holy Spirit and the Lord God? Don't you know he knows your heart? Oh, my Lord, don't you know he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him? And when you're giving, because you don't give with expectation of receiving, but when the word allows us to see that love begets love, it's easy to feel that way. Some people feel today if they didn't get a gift, if they didn't get a card, if they didn't get this, if they didn't get that, that they are not loved. Don't let the world trick you with its mindset. Understand the Lord is with you 365 days of the year. Let yourself be reminded it's crossing over cultures, ethnicities, all of these things, young and old. He cares about everybody. Whether you got a boo or not, he cares whether you feel good, whether you don't feel good. He cares whether you're able to do this or you're not able to do that. He cares because he's God. So why limit him on one day? Jeremiah 31 and 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Let me read that one more time. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. He didn't stop because it was Valentine's Day. On tomorrow when you get up, on tonight when you go to bed, Lord willing, you're going to find the hand of God on your life, reminding you of his goodness, reminding you of his faithfulness, because you didn't have to be able to rest. You didn't have to wake up. You didn't have to have what you have or not have. He is God. The next scripture, Romans 12 and 10, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Now that right there needs to be talked about. Are we doing anything for self-gratification or understanding or only for ourselves? Whenever you esteem somebody higher than yourself, you put them before you. It simply said you love them in such a manner that they understand your love is continual. It's not just based upon your needs. And when you go through things, you're quick to resolve a matter. This is for the people that always have grudges. They always don't understand life. Listen, when you truly love God, you let go some things because his love is greater. Oh, well, they did this in 1912. Honey, it's 2024. I'm not saying it wasn't important, but I'm saying what will keep you from heaven's gates? What will keep you from the presence of our Lord? Why? Because you can't let it go, or you have figured out that you're not just going to forgive. When God forgave all of us of all the things we've done, we've got to balance it out. We've got to look and say, is it worth me losing eternity because I feel like I feel? It looks a certain way. It feels a certain way. But the truth is, God's word never changes. So if we're in situations, circumstances that need forgiving, let us forgive. Forgiving opens doors for a growth room in love. While we sit and we anticipate how we want to do it, he already showed us how to do it on the cross. Amen. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 17 and 17 reminding us what's a real friend. What does a real friend do? Are they in today, out tomorrow, and mad at you later? What does a person in kingdom do that we've seen Jesus do? Oh, I know. I heard it. I'm not Jesus. You may not be. I may not be. But at the end of the day, because we're not, his love was more than enough. And we've got to really know how to live and understand what our duties are. You can have a disagreement. You can have something you don't, you know, you can agree to disagree. But the truth of the matter is I can't fake and shake and say I'm in the Lord when I still hold these things. And then I'm only your friend if you're doing for me or I'm doing for you. That's not a friendship. We often taught our children when they were coming up, you have associates and you have friends. See, that friend is the one that will be there with you till the end. That's that person going to step up. Listen, you're not going to talk to my homie like that, or you're not. You know what? Can we just find a better way? It's the person that lets you know their heart is for you and that they will do what they need to do for you. That's a true friend. So the Bible says they will love at all times. I want you to go in your circle and figure out, do you have people that love at all times? Have you been forgiven? Are your friends forgiven? Are you in a place that the relationship grows, not just by years, but by fruit in your friendships? Are you in a place where you understand that to be a friend, it means to sacrifice? Hallelujah. It means to give when you don't feel like giving, just like Jesus. But it doesn't mean that it can't be genuine. So we want that to be understood. The next scripture is Song of Solomon 1 and 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine, not to need to be explained. The next scripture, Song of Solomon 2 and 4, he bought me the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Do you feel like there's a banner over your life that says love lives here? Do you know the Lord is the only one truly that can love you without, I mean, totally unconditional? Our spouses can do it, your friends, fiancés, whatever you call the person that you choose. Listen. The reality is 100%, without a shadow of doubt, love is there, and that love carries you through life. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Proverbs 3:3. Hallelujah. Whew. Song of Solomon 8:7. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all of the wealth of his house for love, it would utterly be scorned. All the money in the world can't even compare to true love in a home, in a dwelling, hallelujah, in a place where you are. Love is powerful. Now imagine how you feel if you have children, no matter what they go through, but to give you a hug or to love on you, all the money in the world can't buy that. It can't. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord, your God, is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt you with his loud singing. Can you imagine God, Abba Father, Adonai, hallelujah, El Shaddai, singing over you? I want you to just think about that. If you have a favorite song that you listen to, whether it's on your playlist on your phone or whether it's in your car or in your home, that song, you will bump up the sound when it ministers to your spirit. Can you imagine what it must be like to hear the voice of God singing over you? Just take a moment to think about that. What would it sound like? Is it angelic? Is it upbeat? Some of us only like fast songs. Is it slow and melodic? God is good. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. He has compassion on you. Hallelujah. Song of Solomon. He, behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are dove. He's talking some something. He's saying something here. Listen, when you're descriptive to the external, but you're looking internally, even in front of the physical form, isn't there something to be that descriptive about who you see as love? Yeah, Don, take some notes on that, Pastor Don. No, I'm teasing because you know he often tells us how he loves me and how he cares for me, and I'm grateful for his love. I'm grateful for him in my life, and I'm grateful that the Lord is doing great and marvelous things as we grow as heirs in the grace of life, one with another. Our last scripture is Psalm 103 and 11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. Do you fear the Lord? I'm not talking about shaking when you hear his name. I'm talking about revering him, knowing he's majestic, holy, and that he's worthy of all the praise, worthy of our love, worthy of our strength, worthy of all that is on the inside of us, that we can give him our best, that we can walk in his excellence, that we can understand we are truly royal. Oh God, we are truly royalty, because royalty doesn't act like common folk. Our royalty is a people that know who they are as they are, not based upon what they have. See, the problem today in society is we look at the things externally that we have to make us feel as if we're not adequate for the kingdom. But I'm here to tell you, he will take the small that you have and increase it to his liking based on your faithfulness and your love in him. And there's nothing wrong with wanting more and having more. If it controls you, it's a problem. Whether it be a car, house, anything external, having a relationship with somebody, if it's going to control you and not give him the respect he needs, the honor he needs, the holiness he needs, it's a problem. So when you think that something is love, balance your relationship. Check around the board. How is this affecting this, 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 and this? Is it in line? Is there peace? Is there joy? Does it appear or feel like that people understand the love you have from the Father? Do you understand the love you have for the Father? And if you do, then the love he's giving us that we feel so strongly, so lovingly, so proudly in our spirits, we will have that love to give away. So on today, I'm going to challenge you. The love you say you've received from the Lord, I want you to find somebody to give it to. I want you to challenge yourself to love somebody. I'm not talking about just buying gifts. I'm talking about enduring with them, being patient with them, having peace with them, understanding that you walk in the favor and the life of Abba Father. He did it for you, and you should be strong enough to have it to do for someone else. critical thing, because many people say they love someone. But love means to endure. Love means that out of all you have, it's the greatest gift you can give away. This is why we should be careful who we give it to. But at the same degree, we should know that love can move the heart of the most unkind person to understand love is possible. If you've been hurt today and it seems like love is not being your friend, I want you to ask God to heal you and to help you, that love can be what it needs to be, that someone will get to know him through the way you love him, not in your strength. Not, but see, our minds are messing us up. Our minds are making us, you know, honestly, I mean, when I have things going on with my husband, I can't have peace if I don't clear it up, if I don't say I'm sorry, if I don't say, you know what, no matter, things get a little loud, we have to calm it. Y'all know what calming down means. We have to say, hey, what did you mean by that? Or how did, because sometimes people can misinterpret what love is and what's said and what's done and the way it's done. But when clarity comes, that perfect unity that the scriptures talks about, is because love brings understanding. Love in your family, love in your relationships, love with people from God brings clarity. And sometimes people receive it and sometimes they don't. But if you make the effort to do the kingdom's work, God will back up the kingdom with you, because it's his word. We're in covenant. I pray that this week's exhortation has been a blessing and a help to you. It's certainly always a joy for me to receive and hear the word of God that he's sharing with me, with you, and also for us to learn and grow stronger in him. I want to tell you, if you are not saved, it's not too late. If you have not received him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings in your life, he's still available. He's waiting on you to give him your all. Just to rest in him. Sometimes life can be so heavy, it seems like it's going, going, going. But when you rest in him, you find favor and peace. You find that life doesn't have to be life in all by yourself. You find that he will lift the heavy load. First of all, he will save your soul from darkness. And he will give you an eternal light and eternal rest that we will know we'll see him again. We'll know him through his sufferings. We'll know him through his love. We'll know him because he loved us so much. That love is a powerful love. It's something I pray we all have, one for another. So on today, we want to celebrate you. First of all, happy Love Day. I call it 365, because love is 365 days in a year. I want to say to you, whether you're with someone or not, you are loved. You are cared for. You are the apple of God's eye. I want to share with you to look to the hills from whence cometh your help. All. Not some of you, all of your help coming from the Lord thy God. I want to share with you, if it's your birthday, I want to say happy birthday from Just For You and Elation Radio. We celebrate you. If you had a baby, went to school, done something you stepped out in faith to do that you never thought you'd do before, we want you to know we're proud of you here at the Just For You podcast and Elation Radio. Maybe it's on the other end where sometimes we need prayer. We need someone to hold our hands, perhaps even salvation. We want you to know that we are praying for you, and we want to see the Lord move mightily in your life. So here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. There are times when needs arise, and let me tell you, when needs come, they have to be met. The question is, who are you going to meet it with? I want you to know there are some organizations in the St. Louis area, and two of them are national organizations that you can contact and call if you have needs, okay, that need to be met. That's United Way. You dial 211. Again, in the St. Louis area, dial 211. They'll connect you with a resource specialist that will help you with what you call in for. They will give you a list of resources, or they will direct you where you need to be. We also have Urban League STL, that's Urban League STL. They are an organization that is also a national organization, but in the St. Louis area, they have offerings such as job fairs. They offer business assistance as far as those that would like to start their business. They offer Save Our Sons, Save Our Sisters, programs geared for adults, female and male, those that are seeking to empower themselves to be better at what they choose to do. They give you counseling. There's housing needs that are met. There's things that are available and programs that will meet your need. You can look them up at ulstl.org. I'm sorry, that's ulstl.com. And they will be able to meet the needs that you have in your life. Life is amazing. And I want you to know, explore options to learn, to thrive, to grow. Did you know you can get free resources at your local library? In St. Louis County, we have the St. Louis County Library. It is located in various locations across the entire county of St. Louis. They offer things such as senior needs, where they're able to allow seniors to come, get books, or be able to have services for those that are inbound. There's also after-school program, after-school needs met for youth at the library. There are speakers, events, things that are happening at your local library. Also, I want you to know they have toddler diapers and female products. So if you would like to know more information about what the St. Louis County Library offers, you can contact them at SCL, hallelujah, St. Louis County Library, hallelujah, 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 St. Louis County Library, SCL.org. I got it right, y'all. Listen, I also want you to know many of you are trying to find places to go tonight to celebrate and do various things you want to do with those you love. Hallelujah. There are various events taking place across the city, but at the Choice Restaurant, they are having a Valentine's Sweetheart Buffet and concert. Hallelujah. It says to join them for a night to remember. You may still be able to get in on it. It does not have a time here, but contact 314-502-7334. That number again is 314-502-7334. This is located at 6565 South Jefferson, 3265 South Jefferson Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63118. Listen, if you have a community announcement that you'd like for me to announce here on the Just For You podcast, we'd love to do so. You can send them to me, Michelle Wright, MichelleWright. You can do that, hallelujah, on Facebook, or if you prefer, you can email me at leadingwright at gmail.com. I want to share with you the fourth Friday of every month, the Women of Elation has a group call From Ashes to Beauty. We will be there the fourth Friday of every month, if the Lord says the same, on Clubhouse. That's at 9 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'd love to see you there. Also, we have all the Elation podcasts. Did you know that Elation Radio is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? We are excited about that. Go to most of your digital platforms, look for Elation Radio, and you will be able to find podcasts such as Just For You, as well as others on the Elation Radio platform, okay? So look for us on those digital platforms. Also, I want to share with you that in our communities, we are often taxed with things that happen. We want to, first of all, send our congratulations out for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, they won the Super Bowl again, but unfortunately, tragedy is striking in their home city. I would like for each of us to remind ourselves to lift them in prayer. Lift Israel in prayer. Lift India in prayer. Lift Africa in prayer. Lift Asia in prayer. Lift your neighborhood in prayer, your local church in prayer, your local community overall. Listen, there is plenty for us to pray about. You don't even have to look very far. In your family, there can be prayer. So please don't forget about our seniors, our youth, and those that are in need. Please continue to lift everyone up in prayer. We want to also send our prayers to our very own sister in the Lord, Apostle Beauty Cooper. We love you, and we're praying for you. I want you to know there are so many people that are going through various things. We send our love to our family, the Dean family, hallelujah, the McNair family. We are grateful that God is doing great and mighty things to heal the brokenhearted, not just my family, your family, and anyone else that is in need of his love. Please make sure you lift up these families. Lift up your pastor. Lift up your leaders. Lift up with those that have the charge over you. Lift up marriages and children and families. Lift up single people that are holding it down. Lift up those that can't do for themselves. Lift up those that are inbound or disabled. Lift up those that need the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up the unsaved loved ones in your family. Whatever you do, however you do, don't forget to pray. It is essential to continue to pray one for another because we all need the Lord, including me and Pastor Don. Continue to lift us up. On Mondays at 8:30 p.m., that is Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. We love to share the Word of God, and we'd love for you to be there. Please come and join us. And if you're not able to listen to the live, we'd love for you to listen on the replay. Also, Wednesdays. I wasn't going to forget. Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m., that's Central Standard Time, and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Meet us back here, if the Lord says the same, on Elation Radio. We'll be glad that you joined us. We're excited to know that the Lord keeps on blessing us here at Elation Radio. There'll be more upcoming announcements coming. Listen, don't forget to send your information for your particular podcast or your community announcements that will be able to reach this community and empower them for such a time as this. We're going to pray out. Thank you for joining us on today, and we look forward to the Lord having his way. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you have done and what you will continue to do. Would you bless the works of our hands in the name of Jesus to serve your people the more? And that is for each and every one of us agreeing in prayer. Bless our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson and the Elation team and podcast. Thank you, Lord, for having such a blessed and beautiful place for us all to share. I thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, for our families, our friends. I thank you for our communities, our local pastors. I thank you, oh God, for every pastor under the sound of my voice. May they never give up or give in. Lord, I pray, oh God, for every leader, including the president of these United States, oh God, have your way. I'm praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our Vice President Kamala Harris, have your way, and their spouses and families, cover them in the name of Jesus. Our White Hall House overall, cover in the name of Jesus. I'm praying right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for Israel. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, for Israel and for India and for Asia and Africa, for unknown places that we know not of, for saints being persecuted. We pray, oh God, for the Kansas City Chiefs and for the ability to make an impact in spite of this devastation. I pray, oh God, for Joel Osteen's ministry and church and his family and those that serve there and are there, and for the family of the young woman, oh God, that found it well to shoot, oh God. Would you have mercy today, oh God, for those that have a murdering spirit, God? Would you have mercy, oh God, for those who seek to hurt, harm, and deliver? Would you cover all the door dashes and those that deliver to houses and in and out, and oh God, they carry all kinds of spirits walking up the doors. Oh God, would you have mercy for those that are crying out in their homes who need you, oh God, and nobody can do anything about it but you. Have your way. Would you look on the seniors today that have no hope? Some are just felt like they're just existing. God, would you have mercy and send help their way? Let them know they're loved on today and forevermore. God, would you look in our families to heal, save, and deliver and make them whole again, not just together, but whole again in the name of Jesus. Will you heal, Lord, in areas of the heart, God, that nobody can get to but you? Cleanse, move stuff out. Come, oh Lord, destroy it if it's not for you, because we desire to see you, oh God. Would you forgive us all of our sins and give us hearts to forgive, not let us feel it's okay, we can carry it a little longer, but God, let us get rid of it, that it won't destroy our time or our place in you. And Father, we pray that you hear every unspoken request. I pray that you will meet every need of the persons listening, their family members. Lord, I'm asking you to do it today that you may be glorified. And Lord, we pray. Father, we pray that your blood cover marriages, cover children, cover those, oh God, that feel they're unlovable. God, save on today. Somebody might have said, this could be my love day, that you would save them. Would you remind them of Romans 10, 9, and 10, which tells them that if they believe in their heart and confess with their mouth, they shall be saved. Let them connect back up with this ministry or Elation Radio to find what resources are available to help them to stay safe. God, we give you glory. We cover United Community Services. Lord, keep your hand upon it. Allow us to continue to serve others. Allow us to have what we need and continue to allow us to be a blessing to all that you assign us to. We give you glory, God, right now. and we thank you in advance, and we honor you, oh God. Have your divine will and way, and for all that didn't feel love, fill them up, oh God, with your love, that they know it's 365 days, not just one day of the year. God, have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.